All right, so here's where I want to talk about the Chevron doctrine a little bit more. I know we had a little bit of an audio hiccup earlier on the television feed, so I just want to make sure we have this. I've got David Coleman with me from the Great Lakes Justice Center. And David, the idea of the Chevron doctrine basically to me is the government pushing off onto these regulatory agencies all sorts of decisions and power. I mean, the EPA can show up with a badge and a gun and an arrest warrant, right? I mean, they can. If you violated the Clean Water Act and you did this and that and you owe us $100,000 and we're going to take your farm, we're going to take your truck, and we're going to put you in jail, they can do this. It's the kind of power they have. And it reminds me of what happened during the pandemic. OSHA got pushed back for things that it tried to enforce. The CDC was out there telling landlords when they could not collect rent. I mean, this eviction moratorium being enforced by the Centers for Disease Control. How does that make any sense at all? And so the court is considering, I believe, going back to this non-delegation doctrine, which in effect puts the power back in the hands of Congress, the elected officials, for us, we the people. So regulation without representation would end. And they're going to say, well, it's too big for them to do anything. Well, then do it right. The EPA, for example, was created by an executive order, right? I mean, these are all complete overreaches and inappropriate mechanisms and channels for creating all of this power. Your thoughts?
You're exactly right, Steve. And the problem you have is, in the legal world, we call it de novo review. It's a Latin term, means looking at something with fresh eyes. It's the right of a court to review a case from a lower court or a lower agency decision. And if they disagree with it, they can overrule. It's called de novo review. You do not have that right with these administrative agencies. The courts don't have the right to reverse a case if they think it was decided in a wrong manner. It's outrageous. And so these decisions get upheld all the time. I've had judges look at my clients and say, I'm really sorry, sir. I'm really sorry, ma'am. I disagree with what the agency did, but I don't have the authority to overturn them. I have to approve the decision. It's outrageous. That sort of power should not be given to unelected bureaucrats. The courts have to be able and reassert their authority to right wrongs that are committed on a daily basis by these administrative agencies. They have to be reined in. It's getting worse and worse out there, Steve. I was starting to tell you about a client of ours who's a police officer.
Right.
10 years, stellar record. Had his right to be an officer taken away from him by the agency in Michigan simply because when he was a teenager, he got into a problem, got put on a YTA program, we call it, a youthful training situation, where if you go through probation, they'll dismiss all charges and you have no record. Well, he did that, and he's gone on to be a great adult, a family man, has done a great job. They fired him because he was on YTA as a teenager, because the law got changed 8 years after he became an officer, that if you have been on YTA, you can't be a cop anymore. The agency upheld that and said you can't be an officer anymore. I mean, can you believe that, Steve? At a time when police officers are leaving in droves, you can't get enough good officers, and they're kicking somebody out for something that's stupid.
But because that's he did something as a teenager.
That's right. So because of the constitutional issue involved, you know, with ex post facto laws, and I don't want to get into all the details, but we got the higher courts to overturn it. But if they had to do it just based on the facts of the case, we would have lost. We only won because of the constitutional issue there. It's that kind of abuse of power. You know, now today we have a good police officer back on the streets protecting us, despite this agency's attempt to destroy his career and life. It's outrageous what they do.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard, very hard to predict what this court would do. But the reason that I am reading the tea leaves the way I am is in the Dobbs case, the courts could have simply upheld the Mississippi law and the 6-3 vote, which they did, and left it at that. But the court opted to go much further by saying, well, the underlying problem for this case and so many other cases is this, Roe v. Wade. And they circled that and said, that's the problem. Because it was never decided properly, and it was a bad decision based on very weak arguments and tenuous positions. And so that's what I wonder will happen in this case, because we've had an evolution from 1935 until today of these regulatory agencies getting more and more powerful. And it's not just the EPA, it's the Securities and Exchange Commission. It's the Federal Communications Commission. It's all of these alphabet soup agencies that have all of this power to do all sorts of things. I mean, try to fight the IRS. You know, if you ever want to fight the IRS, good luck with that, right? And it's inclusive of all these things, right?
Yes, absolutely. And people really don't have any clue as to the administrative state and how abusive it's becoming and what it's doing to people until it impacts you directly. And then people just feel powerless because they have no ability to fight back. Or they could try to spend thousands and thousands of dollars defending themselves and fighting against, you know, the government. And you've got all the resources of the government against you. You know, you're paying for it with your tax dollars. It's just an outrageous situation. And I hope that the Supreme Court will rein in the Chevron doctrine today. That's not going to necessarily change things in Michigan right away because you have Michigan law dealing with the Michigan administrative state and other states around the country, the same thing. But at least at the federal level, that will set the standard and that will give attorneys like us at the Great Lakes Justice Center and others around the country more grounds to fight and push back against these just unbelievably bad decisions that are being made by agencies all the time.
Your colleague, William Wagner, said this is a different philosophy, and because of the different philosophy from the United States Supreme Court, it could actually save the republic because it takes us back to reasoned constitutional law, which we were founded on. David Coleman, I have to leave it right there, sir. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Steve. It's always great to be with you.
Greatly appreciated. All right, there you have it. Will the Chevron doctrine survive, or is it already dead, just waiting to be revealed? That's the question. I believe they killed it. It's my guess. We'll see what happens. Quick break. I'll be back on the Steve Huber Show.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com. Promo code GRU.